All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
Doing over there?
All right, sir. How are you?
Alive. I got that going for me.
Yeah. we all got that, but that's all we got.
No, that's not.
No?
We have this lovely show.
We do. It's Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 244.
Three.
Why am I always one ahead?
I don't know. You're in the future. You're future Kev.
I know. I'm always thinking about the future.
Well, focus on the now.
234.
43.
200.
I've got dyslexia.
43.
Take a breath and chill.
Is that what you're telling me, or is that the name of the
episode? No, that's the name of the episode.
Oh, okay. What does that mean? I'm sure it's something you're going to tell me down the line.
I will tell you when we get to it. I'll start the news off with it.
Okay. But before we do that, we should tell you, of course, you can join us over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
That's right.
Where we have a lot of things going on. All the episodes are over there. You can actually give us a call at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you can leave us a message over there with a question or a comment or a topic you'd like to hear us discuss here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Sure.
And we're happy to do that. We get a lot of those. We don't use a lot of them, unfortunately, because it turns out that we end up talking about stuff that they've asked and we've talked about it before. We get to use the phone call.
We also occasionally get a couple of hang-ups.
Yeah, and some people who are incoherent.
Yeah, we like the drug-induced drunk calls. We used to play those. We don't play those no more.
We got a lot of them when we were on SiriusXM.
We did get a lot more of those when we were on SiriusXM.
Right,
that is
but
true.
Serious topics, of course. No, that's the
don't
wrong
say
way to
that.
Phrase that.
Yeah.
No, but if you have a legit question
and
you know, or a comment or something you'd like to hear, by all means, let us know. We might be able to help you out with something you're looking for or having a problem understanding or, you know, just generally feeling stuff out.
Absolutely.
Yep. And we have some sort of forum thing somewhere.
We do. People have been using that, and we like that. Some good conversations going on over there, movies, toys.
Where can they find that?
If you go to our website and you click on the forum link, or if you just go to octobertoys.com/forum.
Right.
You can also get there that way.
Excellent.
All right. With that being said, how about we do a little bit of this?
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
So, take a breath and chill.
Uh-huh.
Quoth Michael Bay to the fans.
Of?
TMNT.
Oh, is that what this is about?
Have you heard, read, been a part of this controversy?
No, I have heard that he is directing and people have been losing their flipping minds.
He's producing, actually.
Now that's what I thought. And somebody assured me that he was actually directing it.
No, he is producing it. Uh-huh. He is not directing it. I believe Jonathan Liebsman, who directed Battle Los Angeles and Wrath of the Titans, is currently the one that's in the head.
I've seen Battle Los Angeles.
It was, you know what? Battle Los Angeles was what it was. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes, like most things.
I didn't go in expecting an Academy Award winning presentation. I went in looking for a little bit of fun, some loud noises, some booms.
Right.
I got some all of that.
Some alien things.
Yeah, I got all that.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the day, I don't own it. I didn't feel like I wasted my time. Okay. It wasn't the best thing. It wasn't the worst thing.
Uh-huh.
It just was. It exists.
Okay.
And Wrath of the Titans, obviously, I have not seen because that opens
and I'm gonna, soon. I'm gonna see it because, you know, I like the sand and sandal epics.
Sure, absolutely.
So I will probably see it. I did see the first one. Eek. Yeah. I don't mean the first one in 1980 because that one was awesome.
Right, we've all seen that one.
Yeah, when I was, you know, fucking 10, it was awesome. That
no, you mean the one that came out like a year ago or 2 years ago?
No, sir. I'm talking about the one that came out when I was 10.
No. Right.
The original one.
No, but when you just said a moment ago, yeah. I saw the first one. You mean the one that came out
a
couple years ago?
I was in the middle of clarifying.
Right.
The one I did see a couple of years ago was a bit meh. But then no one I know really is a fan of, what's his name?
Who, Bay?
No, the star.
Who is it? Sam Worthington.
Right. No one I know is really a fan of Sam Worthington.
Sure.
So he's been in a lot of big movies. And they've been big, not because of him, but in spite of him.
I mean, I liked him in Avatar. He was all right in Avatar.
Yeah,
but he just kind of was in Avatar. Yeah. He kind of was like generic musclehead.
Yeah, he was doing mostly voiceover in Avatar. Yeah. So
true.
You know, it's like saying, you know, I like Tim Curry in Fern Gully.
Right.
You know, it's
did like Tim Curry.
Well, the point is still the same.
I know the point. All right. So, what's this fervor about? Let's take a step backwards.
Okay.
When you see this movie, kids will believe one day that these turtles do exist. These turtles are from an alien race, and they're going to be tough, edgy, funny, and completely lovable. Quoth Michael Bay at a panel at WonderCon 2 weekends ago.
They're an alien race?
Which has sent the internet into a tizzy.
Wow.
There's some website, I can't remember it, but it collects people's quotes and comments around the web in regards to specific hot points in pop culture. And I think I had sent out a tweet earlier this week that said, "What the fuck is wrong with Michael Bay? Will please someone hold him and give him a good swift nut punch?" And that made it onto the site.
It did.
So,
well, right away you're messing with the formula, and that isn't good.
Well, you're messing with so many different things. Let's start off with you're messing with a loved, beloved series, right?
Right.
That has nothing to do with aliens, as far as the turtles are concerned.
Right.
Even Krang, who he wasn't an alien; he was just interdimensional. Is that correct?
No, or I believe he alien. I think he was an. There were aliens in the comic.
Right. I know.
You know that Triceratops guy,
but just not the turtles.
Rocksteady, Bebop.
No, Rocksteady and Bebop were mutations, also, weren't they?
All right. Well, then the Triceratops guys.
But so there's that. The other part is it's not the teenage alien Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Right? There's that aspect of it. And then if they're aliens, they're not really turtles. They just kind of are aliens that look like turtles. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it's terrible.
So the only thing that I've read that could potentially be plausible that I would find acceptable is if the ooze was somehow alien-based that then mutated the turtles on Earth into creating the... That I'd almost be okay with. Almost. But that's not what he says. He says they are an alien race. He's pretty clear.
So what? So has he responded to the negative fervor?
Yes. His response was, fans need to take a breath and chill. They have not read the script. Our team is working closely with one of the original creators of the Ninja Turtles.
Which one?
Neither Eastman nor Laird that I can tell. So I don't know who he means.
Okay.
To help expand and give more complex backstory. Relax. We are including everything that made you become fans in the first place. We're just building a richer world. No, I don't want to relax.
Yeah.
I don't want to take a breath and chill.
Yeah, no.
I want you to stop making movies. That's what I want.
No, he can continue making movies.
All right, stop bastardizing
just
movies.
Just him and Nicolas Cage and Brett Ratner, and they should just all go somewhere and make movies.
And let me say this. I was one of the few people, or am one of the few people, who don't hate the Transformers movies.
Yeah.
I actually like them.
You are one of the few.
All right, so maybe I shouldn't say he should stop making movies, but don't bastardize for the sake of bastardization.
What's another 80s thing that I can ruin? Yeah. Oh, the Turtles.
Right, exactly.
Jerk off.
So it's so take a breath and chill is his response to what I am calling justified outrage. Now, I have been against a lot of outrage in the nerd geek community, the geek mudgeons, as our friend Ken has coined them.
Geek mudgeons.
Because I think a lot of the time it's kind of there's no need for it. But this really is kind of a...
We know the toy curmudgeon.
We do know the toy curmudgeon. He's not really a toy curmudgeon anymore.
Yeah, no, he
is. He's just he's a 3A collector who occasionally bitches about other toys.
Not occasionally. He bitches constantly about other toys.
That's it?
Yo, can I tell you something, by the way?
Sure, go
for
it.
I realize I may be shooting myself in the foot by telling you this.
Right.
So I went to the Four Horsemen Studios.
Okay.
And I saw a lot of things.
Right.
That I am not supposed to tell you about.
All right.
And I would like to go on the record to say that I have not said a word
That's right.
to you about anything.
I don't know a thing.
Because Cornboy will come and he will do things to me that shouldn't be done to a farm animal.
And since we're going to see him next weekend.
Because he's from the Midwest.
He'll have the opportunity.
He's from the Midwest.
Oh, so I know.
Clearly he's got the experience.
Oh, I know.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Cornboy's collection?
Yeah. Of 3A.
Of just stuff.
Yeah.
Fucking spot on.
Well, you know.
I mean, awesome. Now, that said,
he's a big Fantastic Four collector, is that?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, it's not like,
stuff, right?
Not like his whole collection was there, just the stuff that he keeps like in his space, you know, like right. his office. Dude, there's a 3A piece I've never seen before.
Okay.
It's called The Blind Cowboy.
All right.
Have you ever seen it?
I have not.
I have been trying to buy one ever since.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me guess. They sell for...
$700. Blind Cowboy himself, I could probably pick up for about $200.
Okay.
Right?
But
you want Blind Cowboy, like, I think it's called the Blind Cowboy Super Set.
Okay.
Or if you just put it in, like, eBay or Google, just Blind Cowboy, but it's the one that comes with the horse.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It is awesome. No idea who the character is. I'm interested in the character. No idea who the character is. It's part of the PopBot universe. I guess he's a bad guy after the cat.
Pretty badass looking figure.
Yeah. And you know what? As badass as you think it looks in that picture, sir, live, it is infinitely better. So yeah, I have been obsessed.
I like the horse with all the wrappings and stuff.
I know. And then the shins and everything.
The splints.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. I know. And he has one. And I was just, that's all I could think about the entire rest of that day that I went there. And I have been like just obsessed about it.
Yeah, it's been out for over
like,
a year.
I know. I know who the character is. I know kind of where he falls. I'm trying to get some books so I can see, you know, what it's all about and whatever. But
the superset was $270 new.
$270 new.
Like when it came out,
yeah.
It retailed at $270.
Now it's about double.
I was gonna say it's gotta be about double.
If you can get it.
Right.
Ridiculous. I'm so upset.
Ridiculous.
Well, anyway, let's move on.
All right, ridiculous. How about the Munsters? Yay. No. I'm only
bringing
this up.
Oh, you know what? Wait, before we move on to the Munsters, there is one thing about my visit to the Four Horsemen.
Yes.
That I want to tell you.
What?
Can we put the show on hold?
Sure.
Yes.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Really?
Yeah. I am not supposed to have told you that,
that
thing.
That's big.
Or actually, I'm not sure. Maybe I was supposed to tell you. Maybe I was allowed to tell you that, but I had to swear you to secrecy or something.
Right.
Anyway, but see, I didn't actually say what it was. And this could just be a really clever bit.
You thought
about
it. Where
I pretend to tell OG something, but I don't actually tell OG anything.
Look, the power is in my hands.
That's true.
Because I can very easily leave out the lady from Ipanema.
That's right. And then they'll know the truth.
And then they'll know the truth.
Was it a bit or was it something you shouldn't have mentioned?
I have the power. All right.
What about the Munsters, for God's sake?
I'm only bringing this up for one reason.
To upset me?
Because I'm a really big Eddie Izzard fan.
Oh, no.
Grandpa.
Where, really?
Yeah.
In what, the movie?
No, Mockingbird Lane, which is the new series that NBC is developing. Based on the Munsters.
And Eddie Izzard as Grandpa?
As Grandpa.
Who is as Herman?
No one else has been cast.
Oh, wow.
Look, the problem with Eddie Izzard being cast in that role is that I am now obligated to at least watch one episode of the show.
That's true.
I have, because I'm a big Eddie Izzard fan.
Yeah, I know.
So I have to watch it just to see his terrible English accent again.
Yeah.
What was that show? Do you remember the show? Was it on USA or
the one terrible where he was, American accent?
Yeah,
the one where the Riches.
I'm sorry, the Riches.
Yeah,
that I love him to death, but his American accent was all over the place in that show. It really was terrible.
It's like our friend Adrian doing House.
All right, let's move on.
Yep,
the Wolverine teaser poster.
Oh my!
Now there's some. This poster is controversial because no one knows if it's actually true.
That's right. And the controversy
was leaked, from someone in the studio.
Yeah.
And it could be true. It certainly fits in with the proposed storyline.
You know what they're doing is they're putting out feelers for they're audience testing the poster.
Right.
So if it does turn out to be shit and the audience is like, fuck you, then they'll change the poster.
All right. So that being said, I like the poster.
I like the poster.
I thought it was appropriate. I think it's clever.
Yeah.
I think it reads right to left, which is kind of that Japanese style of reading. So I think there's a lot about it that is aesthetically proper.
There's a poster, but there's no trailer.
Well, there's no trailer because it hasn't begun production yet.
I thought it did.
No. No, it begins production when he is done filming Les Mis.
Oh.
It begins production this summer.
Oh, really?
Or soon. And I think it's got a release for next year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's next summer is the release.
Les Miserables.
Yeah, that's correct. I saw some of the photos.
Yeah?
Some set photos.
From Les Mis?
Yeah. All right.
You seem upset by that.
Well, I like Hugh Jackman. Don't know if I see him as Jean Valjean.
You think it's better than the Liam Neeson version?
Well, anything is better than the Liam Neeson version.
Okay, I'm just checking.
That movie was atrocious, but...
No music.
I will say that movie was based on the book.
Right.
And not the musical.
Right.
Which was based on the book, but is a whole nother animal.
Right.
Anyway.
I have some casting news about another musical that's coming up.
Go for it.
I don't know that I should tell you this.
Well, you have to now. You've shared.
Well, you know, I hate to be the one who starts these rumors.
Okay.
But Zachary Quinto.
Okay.
Has been tapped to play Rum Tum Tugger in the big screen production of the musical Cats.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Where'd you hear that rumor?
I'm saying I heard. I'm saying I've heard that rumor.
You sure you just didn't see him dressed as a cat for some other reason? You know?
What other reason? What other reason would there be?
I'm just, you never know.
I'm telling you what I heard.
All right.
Zachary Quinto, Rum Tum Tugger, big screen adaptation of Cats the Musical.
All right. I'm holding you to that.
And when it's trending later on Google and Twitter, then you'll know.
I don't know that that's going to trend anywhere. All right.
We did a better job floating it. It would.
Maybe. All right.
Directed by Michael Bay. No, that would ruin it.
Do you want to go? Oh, Jesus Christ. The Cats.
Produced by Michael Bay. Directed by Brett Ratner.
The Cats will actually be mutated turtles.
Space Cats.
Space turtles.
It's actually called Space Cats.
Space Cats. Radioactive cat from a planet near Mars.
That's it.
All right. Do you want to go Walking Dead? Doctor Who? Or Green Arrow?
I'm going to go Doctor Who because I know the story and I am so torn about it. I don't know what to do with myself.
You know what? This is a difficult one. I'll admit.
I I do not know what to do with myself.
So late last night, our time, early in the morning, UK time.
Right.
BBC announced the new companion for the next season of Doctor Who.
Right.
Jenna Louise Coleman has been cast.
Oh my God.
Matt Smith, the 11th Doctor's new companion.
Right.
She will appear.
Matt Smith is staying.
Matt Smith is staying at least for the seventh season. She is going to appear. Her first episode, I believe, is going to be the Christmas special.
Right.
And she will then be in the rest of season seven.
Right.
Of course, either the Christmas special or just prior will be the final episode.
For Amy Pond.
For Karen Gillan, Amy Pond.
Right.
And Rory, who is the other companion on the male.
The boyfriend.
The boyfriend, husband.
Right.
On the show.
My God, I don't know how to feel about this.
She's a looker.
Karen Gillan is maybe one of the hottest girls I've ever met in my life.
She is outstanding.
Last year, when little Fifi,
right,
was kind enough to take at least me to meet the cast,
sure,
of Doctor Who, I could not stop staring at Karen Gillan.
Well, she's redhead.
Well, redhead and she is alabaster gorgeous. Skin,
yeah,
and
she's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. That said, so I'm kind of defaulting to the fact that I have to choose her over whoever they put in.
Right.
But this new girl, what's her name? Tina Louise?
Jenna Louise Coleman.
Oh, Tina Louise is
somebody else.
Is the ginger from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, God.
What's her name again?
Jenna Louise
Jenna
Coleman.
Louise is so hot.
Or Gina, I believe.
Whatever.
J-E-A.
Whoever.
Yeah.
The point is she's hot.
She's cute.
She's not Karen Gillan.
She is not.
But she is definitely hot. Completely different category.
Right.
You know, it's like there are redheads and there are really hot girls.
Right. I understand.
And then, so it's kind of like I got one in each category.
I hear you.
So I'm really upset that she's leaving, but I'm kind of really happy that the new girl is balls hot.
Right. Well, for those of you who are Doctor Who fans, I mean, the companions are. They come and go. They come and go as much as the Doctor does.
Yeah.
This was actually her decision. Karen Gillan actually made the decision earlier this year to depart from the show.
Oh, is that right?
Based
on what?
I don't know. Now, I'm actually okay with her leaving. And this is why. I find her on occasion to be kind of annoying on the show. Not her, the character.
Yeah,
she's a fine actress.
Right.
I just find the character a little annoying. I actually like Rory better than her on the show. That being said, I don't want to see her leave.
Exactly. But if she has to go.
Right.
She got a good replacement.
Of course, the other thing that came out of this is that the director, not the director, is it the producer, I guess, Moffat, the same gentleman who does Sherlock, said that, you know, there will be some grief and loss in the final episode.
Heartbreaking. Wasn't that the word?
Heartbreaking. I don't think it's going to be her, though. I think it's going to end up being Rory.
And then she's going to go because
she's just
going to
go because she's upset.
Awesome.
And, of course, the other thing that they announced was that it was going to
involve... Why don't the doctor fix her?
Yeah. It's going to involve the Weeping Angel, the Weeping Angels, which is probably some of my favorite villains on the show.
No idea, sir.
I like them better than the Daleks.
Were you just really inspired by Little Fifi's Who stuff that you just had to go out and start watching this show?
You know what? Little Fifi... Little Fifi's Who stuff and her segments and her enthusiasm really kind of solidified that kind of, you know, I had that thing in the back of my head where it was like I would read Who stuff every week and
yeah,
I was like,
we should really
I feel
watch
like
it.
I should watch this, like, to be part of
I wish I had
the Who thing.
Yeah, I
you know
watch
what I mean? Like,
I want to
be part
it.
Of it.
I want to watch
and,
it.
And then her enthusiasm, and I was like, all right. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to steal these from E-Rock.
And then, well, they were all on Netflix, too.
Oh, that's true.
And then that was it. I was hooked. I was hooked 2 episodes in. That's all it took. So anyway, that's the Doctor Who news this week. Very sad happy. Let's move on to Walking Dead.
Okay.
The season wrapped.
Yeah. Did it?
Yes.
Was that the season finale?
That was the season finale.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
Okay. I didn't see it yet.
Okay.
So were you intending to talk about it?
I was only going to talk about something we know that was announced and the casting going forward.
Oh,
for next season.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's all
no,
I was going to
no,
talk
no,
about.
No, that's fine. That okay. I know about.
All right. All right. I don't want to say anything else now because now I feel bad. All right. So we're just going to talk about Michonne then.
Uh-huh.
Now she was in the final episode, but not really.
Okay. How's that?
They don't show her face.
Oh,
you just
I see
like her silhouette and the sword.
Right.
And part of the reason is because I think that she had been cast, but they hadn't announced the casting because they were trying to keep it a secret.
Because everyone's been asking for this character forever.
Forever. Like, where is she? Yeah. Because she's really an important part of the story in the books. So now the episode wraps, and literally I think it's either that night or the next day.
They announce
who the actress is. Her name is Denai Gurira, and she was on HBO's show Treme, which I have never seen.
Treme.
Is Treme. It French?
It's about New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it is French.
I believe it was set in New Orleans.
It's that kind of Frenchy. Yeah. Okay.
Treme.
That being said, the actress is pretty stunning. I mean,
yeah.
she's a big, bald black lady. But, I mean, she's good looking.
Okay.
And she definitely is cut. She's definitely badass.
Right.
You know, she ain't Angela Bassett cut. But
Angela Bassett's Strange Days.
Yeah. Like, she's not that, right. But she's pretty solid looking. And, you know, I guess so that combined with what we know of the character,
right.
I think she's going to be a great addition to the show. Cool. I think she's going to be great in that role. And then finally, the last thing I have in the news this week, Arrow.
Uh-huh.
The teaser image for Oliver Queen has been leaked for Arrow.
It's just Arrow.
Arrow is the name of the show.
Right.
Right.
Are they going to refer to the character as Green Arrow?
That's yet to be determined.
Well, he is sort of green. The he costume, is green. But yeah. It is very muted.
It is very muted. Yeah. I'd say it might even be more muted than the Smallville Green Arrow, which was a very dark green and
that
black.
That wasn't that dark.
He's not here anymore.
Oh, I'm looking around the studio for him.
No, he's boxed.
He was kind of...
Yeah, it wasn't as bright as traditional Arrow. It was darker than traditional Arrow.
Yeah, but it still was like identifiable green.
Absolutely.
This is like, you squint this really hard.
This is like forest. This is like dark.
This is like, if the light hits it, you can tell it's green, right. But otherwise it looks really close to black.
But the image is also hard because the image is very dark.
Right.
And it's a profile.
Right.
And the hood is up.
Right. But he's got the goat.
Right. And I'm not going to lie. I like the bow. I've heard some complaints. It's not a traditional bow. I like that it's a compound bow. It's modern. Bow.
Yeah.
Why would he be running around with like a traditional longbow?
I understand it's going to be darker and edgier, which is, you know.
That's what look, you know, and then, so I said this the other day, Arrow should be dark and edgy. It's a character that lends itself to dark and edgy, despite its past. And someone replied to me online, any character that has a boxing glove Arrow cannot be considered dark and edgy.
He had a boxing glove Arrow in the 60s.
Okay. Era. And it's iconic, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. Clearly, I love it. But read Mike Grell's The Longbow Hunters.
Yeah.
And then come back to me and tell me that Arrow, Green Arrow, isn't a dark and edgy character.
I got three words for you. Bat, shark, repellent.
Yeah, I mean, he's a dark character. If treated properly, he could be a dark character. Look, I'm looking forward to it. I just hope that we actually get to see the pilot.
Well, you know, it'll make, if it gets made, it'll make the circuit.
I don't know. Did that Wonder Woman one ever make the circuit?
They never shot it.
Oh, that wasn't even shot?
Oh, no, that was never shot. So not to my knowledge.
I thought it was shot. Remember we had those action shots of Adrian Pilecki running and leaping cars or whatever?
Maybe it was shot. Well, maybe it will get leaked out one day then. Maybe it was filming when they bagged it.
But so far the buzz around this has been pretty solid. And no one's bitched about it like they have Wonder Woman. So I'm hoping that we actually get to see it.
Cool.
And with that.
Yes, OG, we will take our first break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 342.
Or 243.
243. Take a pill.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And chill.
And chill. You see what that's like? You see what that's like when you don't remember the title? You see how annoying that is? I go through that every week with you. Every week. We'll be right back.
Bitch, what you don't know about me, I'm just about squeezing the Grand fucking Canyon.
Hey, this is Kevin Smith, Big Kev's love slave.
Did you know I always wanted to be a dancer in Vegas?
Then you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
What do you look so shocked for, man? Fat bastard does this all the time. He thinks just because he don't say anything, it'll have some huge impact when he does open his fucking mouth.
Jesus Christ, why don't you shut up?
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 243. Take a breath and chill.
Nicely done, sir.
Well, it's my title this week, so it's easy for me
to
remember.
Yeah, sure. Sure, it's because you care, because it's yours.
Exactly. Don't forget, if you'd like to comment or call about anything we discussed in the first half of the show, or maybe anything we're about to discuss, you can give us a call over at the GVM line.
Or anything at all, 425-920-6050.
And you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And with that, this.
Geek Stuff. DVD news.
All right, DVDs this week. There are four.
Okay.
That I felt were appropriate to mention.
All right, go.
The Muppets came out this week on DVD.
Okay. They got their star on the...
The Walk of Fame.
Walk of Fame in Hollywood.
And I think tonight, although, you know, it'll be irrelevant by the time you hear this, but I think they're... I think Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem are on Kimmel tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
are
so.
Are they the musical guest?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's interesting.
Also out this week, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Out on DVD. Yeah,
I have to get that.
Right?
Because...
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Hop out this week on the DVD.
Hop's been out.
No, that came out this week.
Sorry. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it's been out already.
No.
Okay.
And you know, friend of the show Brian Lynch, who I spoke to again recently because I've been listening to Party Truck USA, his podcast, and he said, "Hey, we should do something. We should do a crossover between the shows."
Yeah.
And I said, "Sure." So we'll see if that goes anywhere.
Yeah.
Look, I'm open to it, Brian.
Absolutely.
And Brian says he listens when he's working out, apparently. So
oh, yeah?
That's what he says. So.
I see. So when you're sweaty and exhausted. Nice.
Also out this week on DVD, the last thing I wanted to mention, Batman, The Brave and the Bold, Season 2, Part 2. Fuck yourself, WB.
I can't
whoever's putting that out.
I can't do these parts.
I can't do these half sets.
You know, because what's going to happen is they're going to put out a full season set, or they're going to put out a full show set at the end, and right. I'll get it.
And you'll get it then.
Yeah.
So that was it. DVDs were kind of light outside of those four. I mean, those are four pretty decent ones, but yeah, not a ton.
Girl Dragon Tattoo, a lot of action.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Did you see it?
I have not seen it, no.
Good one.
All right.
You can watch it alone if you don't.
Hey-o.
Geek Stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new
comics.
Yes, there were several.
Oh, yeah. Let's get started right with DC. I gotta say, it's one of my favorite books right now.
Now, who was writing this book?
This is Scott Lobdell.
Right, okay. So you say what you say, and then I'm gonna go on a rant.
Oh, boy. And the art is by Kenneth Rocafort. Art's really good.
Amazing.
I think the story's really good.
Enjoying it thoroughly.
And I'm really excited. They took a risk. I think they took a risk on this book, and I think that it has definitely paid off.
You remember what we were talking about earlier in the show, the geek mudgeons?
Uh-huh.
The people who complain about everything?
Uh-huh.
Well.
They're on this.
All right. And this is no offense.
Right away, you just offended.
I have to. This is no offense to many of the friends of the show that fall in this category.
Uh-huh.
However, there are some people in this category that I'm just thoroughly fed up with. I'm not going to mention them by name, but there it is. I'm starting to get agitated by some members of the quote unquote geek girl movement.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Oh boy.
And not Kristen and not Nicole from Nicole Wakelin, not her, not a bunch of, not Geek World, even not you people, you know, and the fans of the show, you know who you are.
Okay.
But there are some who complain about everything. There was an article that I believe it was with Scott Lobdell. Earlier this week, and he was kind of giving a synopsis where he says something about not Tim Drake. Who is it?
Who's
Red Hood? Please.
Jason Todd.
Thank you. Jason Todd and what's his name? In Arsenal. He's talking about Starfire, and he says, you know, and they realize that they're bikini clad friend or something like that, you know, their little bikini clad friend is really this powerful goddess or something like that. And a bunch of these, the geek girls and part of the movement, got all up in arms and it's chauvinistic and he's a complete douchebag and he's an asshole, but Starfire is one of the most powerful. Did you read what he said? And have you read the book? These are characters, right, at the beginning of the book, that didn't fully understand Starfire's potential.
Right.
Due to the character designs that were made for the new character.
Uh-huh.
She's bikini clad in the first book.
Right.
And they see her as a sex object. It's, maybe that's bad, but they do.
Is it wrong that I see her that way?
And then they realize that she's a valuable part of the team. that she is a goddess, and that she kicks ass and takes names. I don't see anything wrong with what he said. I think what he said, he was describing their impression of her and what she actually is. That's all.
Wow.
You can move on.
Okay.
I'm just tired of it.
No, I
am. And I'm not
I appreciate you, sir.
All right.
Also from DC, a book that I am thoroughly enjoying.
Yes.
Batman issue 7. Yet another chapter by Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo of the Owl, the Court of the Owl storyline.
Right.
Wow. Terrific stuff. Wow.
I'm absolutely loving that book. I think Snyder's doing a fantastic job, and it's my favorite Batman book out there right now.
Yeah, it's really, really great. Another one that I thoroughly enjoyed the first issue of, and now I will enjoy the second issue, is Batman Beyond Unlimited number 2.
Nice.
Yep. This one is by, I think it's Gwen, right? TikTok. Yeah, it's Gwen Friedolfs. Gwen and Friedolfs is two different people. Really great stuff. If you've ever been a fan, now is a good time to hop on, sirs.
Nice.
And I've also picked up Rocketeer Adventures, Volume 2, Issue 1. And surprising to no one, I bought Cover A and Cover B.
They're both by Alex Ross?
Neither one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, just, what now,
just,
sir?
You just happen what to now? Like the art?
Swallow it, sir.
No, swallow it.
Absolutely, you swallow it,
It's
sir.
A fair assumption.
It is not a fair assumption.
It is a fair assumption.
This is IDW. This is not
no.
Dynamite Entertainment,
I understand
sir.
That, but Alex Ross has done Rocketeer artwork in the past. You are a Rocketeer fan.
He did a cover.
And
that's true.
Traditionally speaking, you don't buy multiple covers unless it's by an artist whom you
And actually, enjoy. Well, okay. That said, I'm trying to look up. You're going to be a little upset, I think, when you find out this one, sir. Guess who did this cover?
Who did that cover?
Friend of the show.
It looks like Darwin Cook.
Darwin Cook.
It's fantastic.
Guess who did this cover?
Who?
Dave Stevens.
Okay.
The dead guy who created the Rocketeer.
So they found original Rocketeer artwork lying a boot?
This image has been out forever.
Oh, it has.
I may actually have a poster of this image.
Now, the whole image, like the circle art as well?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that an insert?
No,
oh, okay.
The whole thing. It might have actually been a cover to a previous.
Or a panel or something. Okay.
No, definitely a cover.
Definitely a cover?
Yeah.
It's beautiful work.
It is. And you get inside. I understand why now. You totally get justified. 1, 2, 3. There's 4 different stories having to do with the Rocketeer in one way or another. From various artists and various writers and various styles. I'm not even going to get into it, sir.
Let me ask you a question.
That's called the Ducketeer, by the way.
Right. I enjoyed the first run of these.
Uh-huh.
Why did they launch Volume 2 and not just continue with the numbering of Volume 1?
And honestly, I'm not really sure why they did that.
Like, there was, 4 or 5 issues
Something
in the first
like that.
One?
Perhaps because they announced it that way and they decided that it sold well enough that they wanted to do it again. Okay. Just take a hold, sir, if you will, of the talent involved. Names like Bill Sienkiewicz.
Nice. Love Bill Sienkiewicz.
Peter David.
Okay. Fantastic.
Stan Sakai.
Ooh. Wow. Really?
Arthur Adams.
I mean, not that I wasn't going to get this any. Holy shit. Really? Yeah. I have to have everybody that wrote in that book.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. That's fantastic. I mean, I was going to get it anyway, but that's awesome.
Gonna run you $3.99 no matter what cover you get.
Did Stan Sakai, is he the duck? Is that the Ducketeer?
No, uh-uh.
Is that Sienkiewicz?
That's Peter David and Sienkiewicz.
Okay. What did Stan Sakai do? Just a traditional Rocketeer
story? He did
story?
Something called A Dream, he wrote it, Story Art and Letters by Stan Sakai.
Wow. All right, you don't have to
It's called A Dream of Flying. I haven't read it yet.
I want to be surprised.
Okay.
I like Stan Sakai.
I think you'll be surprised.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
I forgot to mention, of course, Batman Beyond is one of DC's $3.99 titles,
right.
And it feels it. The book is big and heavy.
Sure.
The other two, however, Batman and Red Hood and the Outlaws, $2.99. Now, you said you had some to add to this.
Ouch. I do. Another DC book out this week that you didn't mention, but I wanted to mention, Justice League number 7 is out this week. And of course, the important part about this, just in general, or if you're reading Justice League, is that I believe it is the first appearance now of Shazam, Billy Bat, yeah, in the new DC universe.
Batson.
Billy Batson.
It's not Batshit.
No, it's B A T T S O N.
It's Batson. Yeah, Billy Batson. Yeah.
So it's his first appearances in there. Definitely want to check that out. I picked up another issue of Amazing Spider-Man.
What?
I enjoyed the one that I read 2 weeks back.
What?
And I was like, I'm gonna read another one. So here it is. End of the Earth. Amazing Spider-Man number 682? Yeah, 682. And then Army of Darkness, regular series number 2. I picked up number 1 when this came out. I guess it was a month ago or 3 weeks ago. I really liked it. It's an interesting Army of Darkness story. They're calling it the regular series, so I'm guessing it's not just another miniseries. And issue 2 came out this week, so I'm definitely going to check it out. It is Dynamite, so I'm sure it has about 1,000 covers, but I only picked up one. And that's that. That's comic books this week. You have a couple trades I think you wanted to mention this week, right?
I did, sir, yes. There were 2 trades I wanted to bring to everyone's attention this week. The ongoing series of wonderful books that I call Star Wars Omnibuses.
Right.
And the coincidence here is that Dark Horse, who puts them out, actually also calls them Star Wars Omnibuses.
Oh, so there you go.
Yes. The latest one is called The Other Sons of Tatooine.
Right.
Right?
This sounds like a Toys R Us exclusive set of toys.
No, sir.
Pilots of Endor, isn't that the one that's at TRU right now?
There's tons of them.
By the way, the 2 Pilot of Endor sets,
yeah,
fuck both of those sets.
Why?
Because there are astromech droids in both of them.
Yeah, I know.
There's one in both of them.
You know.
Fuck them. And they're $30?
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
Do you not know who Tung Hori is, sir?
No, you were supposed to send me his name months ago, and you never did.
Oh, we'll take it. Oh, $30, sir. No worries.
No? All right, good. No,
you'll be fine. This lovely omnibus actually collects Star Wars X-Wing Rogue Squadron 1/2,
right,
which was a Wizard magazine special from
sounds about right
about what 1,000 years ago,
right?
Star Wars Empire,
right,
8 and 9, 12, 15, 23, 16 through 18, and 36 through 40, which I guess are particular arcs or stories having to do with characters from Tatooine who are not Luke Skywalker, and Star Wars Rebellion 0 through 5.
Okay.
So, who are the other sons of Tatooine? Well, let me give you a little gray matter from the back because I found it very interesting.
You do that.
In the Galactic Civil War, Luke Skywalker was not the only hero to hail from Tatooine. Luke's story is known by all. But what about the journeys of his boyhood friends Biggs Darklighter and Janik Tank Sunbur? So, Biggs and Tank, you know, you remember the famous line?
Sure.
Biggs and Tank, that's what you said when Biggs and Tank left, or whatever it was.
Right.
2 very different paths, each led to be heroes in their own right. One a pilot for the Rebellion, the other a soldier for the Empire.
Uh-oh, dun-dun-dun.
I don't want to tell you who that one is, but one of them died, certainly, in one of those movies.
Right.
Discover their stories in this complete omnibus collection, plus a tale starring Galactic Smuggler Bo Sheck, yet another son of Tatooine. Do you remember who Bo Sheck is?
I don't remember Bo Sheck.
Bo Sheck, sir, is the dude. Now I'm hoping I get this right. I'm guessing he's an alien. He isn't. I'm going to hope that I get this correct. I believe Bo Sheck is the guy that Chewbacca is talking to at the bar.
Oh, God.
When
okay.
Obi-Wan comes in.
Okay.
So why don't you go ahead and look that up and make sure I'm right.
All
right, because
I'm
I don't want to be wrong about these things. Because, you know, then we get phone calls. Big Cat doesn't know anything about Star Wars. Because Bo Sheck is actually... Anyway, for the low, low price of $27.50, you will get, OG, over 435 pages of Star Wars story in beautiful color reprints. It's slightly smaller than comic book size, but not much. Doesn't really take away from the terrific art or storytelling. And plus, you get all the great Star Wars comics that you enjoy. If you always wanted to read these, never had the chance, $27.50 gets you all of these stories, which is a really, really great deal, as you know.
He was a Carillion smuggler,
uh-huh,
appearing in New Hope.
Uh-huh.
And I believe you are correct.
Did you look at the images?
I did look at the images.
Is he at the bar with Chewbacca?
That image I did not see. But
white guy?
White guy. Kind of...
like a black spacesuit on, kind
yeah,
of?
Yeah. Yes, he is with Chewbacca.
Big Kev knows his Star Wars.
Should be proud of yourself.
One more gigantic comic book to check out, sir. For the low, low price of $34.99. Did you just make a little comment?
No. Keep going.
For the low price of $34.90, what'd I say, 99?
Sure. You did say $34.99.
You don't even know because you were just making your little comment.
No, no, you said $34.99.
BPR from the pages of Hellboy, BPRD, also from Dark Horse. The BPRD Plague of Frogs, Volume 3. This is the complete BPRD Volume 3.
That's a nice little hardcover book.
I know. It's really, really thick.
I didn't realize this. There were two volumes prior to this, to be honest with you.
We talked about them on this show, sir, so.
Are you sure we talked about them on the show?
Oh, absolutely.
They weren't in the downtime?
No. Actually, sir, actually, folks, if you remember us talking about these trades on the show, why don't you just call the GVM line?
425-920-6050.
And tell OG that he really should pay attention when I'm talking about these wonderful books.
I just forgot about them.
This volume collects stories from the comic book series BPRD, The Universal Machine, issues 1 through 5.
Right.
BPRD, Garden of Souls, issues 1 through 5. BPRD, Killing Ground, issues 1 through 5, all of which were published by Dark Horse Comics. So it's all here. It's in beautiful full color. This one is actually comic book size, or actually this one might be slightly larger. Actually, I can't tell. It's either right on or it's just slightly larger. Beautifully bound in a nice thick book.
Lovely.
So perfect for your comic book shelf.
Sure, absolutely.
For your trade shelf. They're going to look great when they're all together. Just like those other ones, the Hellboy Master Volumes or whatever they're called that they're putting out. Those are awesome on a shelf.
Yeah, the absolute Hellboy.
Yeah, well, can't really say that, but yes.
Well, we can say we can. They say can't it. Say it.
They can't really say it, but yeah, just like that. So there you go, and that's comics.
All right.
Geek Stuff, product reviews.
Right, you have something.
Do you have something?
Maybe.
Nah, go ahead. You go first.
All right. This is...
Because mine is exciting, so let's
see
yours.
Oh, well, fine. No, then you go
no,
first.
No, I'm kidding, yeah. Sir.
This is the third colorway
sensitive.
Of the Otis and Otto Scott Tolleson figure set. I picked this up, of course, over at tenaciustoys.com.
Did you say Otto? Jose!
I don't think it's Otto. I don't think either of these spoke to the Pope when he was, in fact, writing the word cunt. I don't think.
You should not be using that word, sir. I wasn't even going for that joke.
This is the blue and yellow colorway of the series.
I'm on the plane with the Pope, and he's doing the crossword puzzle. And he says, my son, what is a four-letter word?
For a woman.
For a woman that ends in UNT. And I said, aunt. And he said, do you have an eraser? Because I already wrote in the book.
The Pope wrote cunt, ma'am. I said it again. Anyway, this is the third and final colorway of the Otis and Otto set.
How do you know it's the final one?
Because I know.
What if they decided to do another?
They have announced it as the final one.
Oh.
Of course, we've talked about the other two sets, I believe, on the show before when they came out. And, you know, you should check these out. Go to stoliart.com. For more of Scott Tolleson's work.
How we spell Stoliart?
STOLLEART.com. And I'll put a link on the website.
Oh, nice. Good.
And, of course, I picked this up over at Tenacious Toys. You can go over there and grab it from them as well.
The British
yeah.
do indeed like their metal figurines.
They do.
Many companies, at least two or three that we're aware of, have been producing... Star Wars. We talk about
D'Agostini,
which does the Star Wars vehicle collection.
Right.
There's also Star Wars, like figure, uh-huh. you know, like character figures that are done in metal. Of course, very popular in the last. It's got to be at least 3 years at this point. Are the metal figures from DC and the Marvel Universe about two or so a month come out? Well, in their genius, one of these companies has really hit it. Sir, I think they've absolutely hit it. They've got, I think what they've done is they've taken this sort of niche metal figure market that they have going.
Right.
And has combined it with the genius of the Franklin Mint.
So this is like, with the Franklin Mint, you would get like one piece a
month.
Whoa.
Right? Wait, yeah. All right, all right. I don't want to just throw it out there, sir. All right. Yeah, you would get like one piece a month. And if you like, you would be essentially getting a subscription.
Right.
And with your subscription, you got a few things. And then you got one piece from this collection a month until the collection was complete. The most famous example of which is the Civil War chess set. So now, combining... the success they've had with their DC figures.
Right.
And taking that Franklin Mint next step, they have brought us, I think, one of the coolest things I've ever seen. It is DC's chess collection.
Lovely.
So what you're doing now, we should say also, this is eaglemoss.com/DC-chess.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm guessing the company is Eagle Moss. Is that
sure.
Right? I got the first piece. The first piece, of course, is Batman. This entire set is based on Batman. So, of course, you're going to be hearing a lot about these on Big Kev's Geek Stuff because, oh, wow. Metalized, hand-painted figures of all sorts of Batman-related characters. We're going to go through them and let you know what they are. With the first one, you actually get an introduction, tells you what all the pieces are, shows you some of them, shows you the positiveness and everything else. With each one, you get a collectible magazine, sir.
Ooh,
number
fancy.
One is called Batman, obviously, because that's the figure you get. Terrific sculpt, metalized finish, which is really, really looking terrific. Inside, tons of art that you're familiar with. Looks like a lot of art from people we know. I don't want to mention names, Jim Lee. But inside, it gives you a character overview. OG, check this out. Character overview, right?
Right.
You get a couple pages of character overview, lots of big art, some book things. Then it gives you how to play chess, a pullout guide, essential chess know-how for the beginner.
Lovely.
Then it goes through what the piece is, like what piece on the chessboard the piece is, how it moves.
Right.
Right? And it tells you other things about chess. It then goes on. Has a gallery section, shows you some more art, shows you, in this particular one, it tells you about the Batcave, tells you about King of the City. Oh, when he is sometimes known as the Dark Knight, Batman takes pride of place as the White King of this chess set with good reason. His physical and mental prowess are combined with tactical brilliance on par with that of any chess master. So there you go. And then again, tells you where it goes, how it moves, more terrific art. What a great thing. Now, here's two things that bother me.
All right.
Number one, well, before we get to that, let's tell you who's in the set. Okay.
I could see the first like 9-10 figures are online on their website.
Right. Well, I have them all here.
Okay.
So good. I want to tell you who they are. I'm going to go through them really. I'm not going to tell you who's in what position.
Yeah. Just
position. I just want to go through them. Okay, Batman, Catwoman, Nightwing, Red Robin, Batwoman, The Question, Batwing from the New 52, Black Bat, Commissioner Gordon, Alfred Pennyworth, Azrael, Katana, Black Canary.
Yeah, I saw. Why is she in there? I guess maybe because of Gotham City Sirens.
Maybe,
and stuff like
that. Huntress, Batgirl, and Robin. That is the white side.
Okay.
And Batman, of course, as I mentioned. On the black side.
Right.
We have the Joker,
right?
The Riddler,
right?
Two-Face,
right?
Killer Croc,
right?
Red Hood, Ventriloquist, Black Mask, Hush, Bane, Poison Ivy, Scarecrow, Mr. Freeze, Man-Bat, the Penguin, Ra's al Ghul, and Harley Quinn.
Nice.
Nice set, right?
So what's your complaint?
It's not a complaint.
Oh, okay. What's your criticism?
My criticism is when I opened up my introduction, on the back of the introduction, it says, don't miss a single copy. Coming to you every fortnight at your newsagent.
Right.
This is a British product. And what happens is, if you get a subscription to this product, correct. I don't know that we can do this in America, they have an awesome chessboard.
Okay, so if you go to their website,
uh-huh.
The first thing that pops up is, what country are you in?
Right.
And if you click on the United States part,
uh-huh.
It brings you to the US version.
Uh-huh.
You can subscribe and get the chessboard.
Oh, nice. It also says an exclusive binder with a UV finish, which can hold 16 issues of your magazine.
Lovely.
That is nice, sir.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
This
is
a nice collection to get, yeah, I gotta nice. Say. I gotta
yeah, you,
say.
Yeah, you could absolutely. I still think the prices are still UK-based.
Okay.
But they definitely.
Well, this one
they
ran
definitely
me.
Have a US.
Do they say what the U.S. price is?
It doesn't. I don't see it on there.
I have to know. I have to know.
I don't see it on here.
Well, how would you subscribe, sir?
Well, you can subscribe on the site, but they don't give you the price unless you probably go through the whole rigmarole.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll let you know that what I paid for this.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Subscriptions are not available to the USA.
Not.
However, we are distributing to your local comic book stores via Diamond.
Right.
So I don't know if that means you can't get the board.
Oh, boy.
I may have to make a yes.
You can contact them. So maybe you should contact them and
I will
get an update.
So let's get an answer on that. These figures, though, they cost about $16 a piece.
Either that or I know a gentleman in Corsham who's getting a subscription to this.
Yeah, exactly. But it wouldn't be worth it because then you have to ship them and
Yeah, you wait for him till you wait for him to get them all and ship them out all at once.
That's sure, I could do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to see.
What do you need them all?
I'm going to contact them.
You should.
All right. But we should say the retail price is about $16.
Okay.
In the U.S. The figure though is he's standing on a piece, you know, like
it's
on
a gargoyle.
Yeah, and it's about what would you say that is about 5 inches?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Right
in total,
5-6 inches.
He's about 3 3/4.
A little smaller. Yeah, but
2 2/4.
Great sculpted piece, absolutely terrific. I'm getting every one. This is my Civil War chess set.
Yeah, I just hope that you can get the board.
I hope I can get the board too. I'm going to have to contact them and find out.
Reach out to them.
I hope it's reasonable, the board. That's what I hope. And the binder. I want the binder too.
Well, it's free with the subscription, but they say they don't offer the subscription in the US, but maybe they're going to distribute the board. I don't know. You should find out.
I got to find out.
You should find out before it gets too late.
I got to have it.
Make that call today.
I'm going to make that call today. But if you are interested in checking it out, of course, you can go to eaglemoss.com/DC-chess.
Lovely.
Okay.
All right.
So there you go.
And with that.
Yes, OG, let's take our final break and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 432. You see, not even paying attention to me. I'm doing it on purpose now just to point out how you are not paying attention.
432?
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, sure. For like 3-4 years in the future.
342?
10 years in the future.
Is it 343?
It's 243.
243.
Take a breath.
And chill.
And chill.
Hello! This is Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force! Mama! You're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff! Listen up! You still listening? All right, have fun, you geeks. Goodbye, Mama. Shut up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 243. Take a breath and chill.
Superpower Collectibles.
That's right. Find sponsor of the show. Go to superpowercollectibles.com for all of your goody, goody, geeky needs.
Comics,
books, toys, statues, right, busts, etc.
And use the coupon code BIGKEV and receive $10 off an order of $50 or more.
That's right.
So do yourself a favor. Do the show a favor. Do the sponsor a favor. Go over there. You're going to spend $50 this month on something, anything anyway. So go over there and buy it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's it.
They have Gentle Giant, Kodo, Hot Toys, Sideshow, I think.
Yeah.
Comics. Yeah, they have mass market stuff.
There you go.
Stuff. It's great. It's a great site. Check them out for sure.
Save $10. Use that coupon code BIGKEV.
That is correct.
Superpower Collectibles. Superpowercollectibles.com.
That's right.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Michael Bay's a douchebag. The aliens are not, the turtles are not aliens. They're mutated turtles from Earth. The Wolverine teaser poster, which both of us agree we actually do like.
And, as a teaser poster.
And hopefully the movie is as good as the poster. Eddie Izzard has been cast as the grandfather in Mockingbird Lane, the Munsters remake for NBC coming out later this year. One thing I do want to say about that is that the developmental team behind Pushing Daisies... is working on that show.
That was a good show.
Along with Bryan Singer. So, I really like Pushing Daisies. I used to really like Bryan Singer. I'm hoping that they can come together.
Bryan Singer created House, sir. He's got some, and he did the first two X-Men movies.
That's right.
And Apt Pupil.
Right, and that's when I liked him.
And some of that stuff. And then there was Beth.
Gina Louise Coleman is the new companion coming up at the end of the second half of season 7 of Doctor Who. Her appearance will begin with the Christmas special this year, and then, of course, be in the rest of the episodes throughout 2013. And, of course, this means Karen Gillian leaving the show.
Hot. That's happy sad.
That is happy sad. The CW has released the first teaser image of Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow, for its upcoming show, Arrow.
I bet he's just going to be called Arrow, and it's really going to tick you off.
I'll be okay with it being called Arrow. Denai Gurira.
Deny.
Michonne has been cast as Michonne on ABC's season 3 of The Walking Dead. I don't want to say anything else because I don't want to give any spoilers to Kev over there, but, you know.
Okay.
In DVDs this week, there were 4 releases that we talked about.
Okay.
The Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Hot. And Batman Brave and Bold season 2.
Did you
2,
say
part
hot
2.
Or hot?
I said hop.
Oh.
You said hot, which implies the rabbits are sexy.
Exactly.
In comic books this week.
Wasn't Kaylee Cuoco in Hop?
See? Hot.
See? There you go.
There
I was
is.
Right. That wasn't about Dragon Tattoo at all. Rocketeer Adventures Volume 2, Number 1. 2 lovely covers. One from friend of the show.
That's right.
Darwin Cook. The other one from the late creator of the Rocketeer DC. Batman from DC. Batman Beyond Issue 2. Batman Beyond Unlimited Issue 2, Batman Number 7, Yay! Red Hood and the Outlaws Number 7, and you had some OG?
Yep, Justice League Number 7 out this week, first appearance of Shazam, The Amazing Spider-Man Number 682, and Army of Darkness, the ongoing series Number 2, also out this week.
In trade, Star Wars Omnibus, The Other Sons of Tatooine. From Dark Horse, as well as BPRD Plague of Frogs, which is volume 3 of their collected bits. Yes, volume 3.
Right. In product tonight, we talked about Otis and Otto, the third colorway from Scott Tolleson. Of course, if you go to Stolleart, STOLLEART.com, you can check those out. And I picked these up at Tenacious Toys. You can grab those over there.
And I talked about. Who's the company? EagleMoss.com /DC-chess.
Right.
The brand new Batman chess collection, first piece. The White King Batman is out. You should definitely check them out. We're going to solve the riddle of the board and the riddle of the binder.
And 2 quick things that I didn't mention earlier in the show, but I did want to bring up. Actually, 3 things that we didn't mention earlier in the show, but I did want to bring up. Don't forget about the 2 Kickstarter projects we talked about last week. Both of those are still going on. Of course, the first one is Zach Meets the Zombie, and the second one is the Uncle Arg Noir figure by Tenacious Toys and again Scott Tolleson. So check both those out. I'll put links over on the website in the episode post. And of course, don't forget that on March 31st, Geek Flea 3. Me and Big Kev will be there, so come and hang out with
Geek
us.
Geek Flea 3.
I will post the time and the actual location. I know it's in Kearney. I know it's a church. I just can't remember the name of the church, but I will post those today. Actually, if you go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff, I posted it over there today. So the link to all of the Geek Flea 3 information is over there. Of course, you can also check us out on Twitter at GeekStuffOG and at BKGeekStuff. Our YouTube channel, BK Geek Stuff over at YouTube. That's
about it. Nope. Tell a friend contest.
Tell a friend contest still going on. We have extended that deadline. I'm going to say, what did you say, beginning of May, end of May?
I think beginning of May.
All right, so 1 more month.
Yep.
On that contest. The rules are over there. In the last couple days, we've had one person who is very vehemently getting people to submit, but you know what? He's gotten several people to submit legit
right.
things, and he's racked up a couple of different entries for himself and entries for all of those people. So he's, you know, good for him.
Yep.
And, you know, all of you still have a great opportunity to enter this contest. Of course, we are still getting a bunch of submissions.
We are getting tons of submissions. That's really great. We're really trying to get the word out there, A, that we're back, or B, that we're here to begin with if you've never, if someone out there has never heard of the show before sure. or heard the show before. We want to let them know. We want to get that word out. And we would like you, the loyal listener, to help us know.
That's right. And I think that's it.
Alicia Cuthbert is really smoking hot.
Do you watch the show? What's the show
no,
she's on?
I don't.
Happy Endings?
No, I don't. You know what I watch?
What?
Over and over again?
What?
The Girl Next Door.
The movie Girl Next Door?
The movie Girl.
Yes. It's
I'm sorry. I just caught that picture. Is that from here in the studio? That's from 24.
That is from 24. she is smoking. She's smoking on the new show, too.
Man.
My wife hates it.
Well, so she's a person, you mean.
Right.
And with that, OG, I will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, as we end all episodes, by saying goodnight, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever on.